I'm Eric Whitney.
Last night, Senator John Tester announced that he won't support Judge Neil Gorsuch's nomination to be the next justice on the United States Supreme Court. In a conference call with reporters, the Democrat said Gorsuch refused to answer important questions, both during a private meeting and in Senate confirmation hearings. Tester said that after studying Gorsuch's judicial record,
"I am deeply concerned that dark money will continue to drown out the voices and the votes of citizens. The court will stand between a woman and their doctors, and government will reach into the private lives of law-abiding Americans. These are not Montana values."
Senator Tester also said he will not vote for cloture, which means that he will stand with Democrats who are demanding that Gorsuch receive 60 yes votes to confirm him to the Supreme Court bench.
"I'm going to be voting no on both cloture and on his final passage, if we come down to that. I think cloture was designed really to ensure that an important decision would get the support of more than just a simple majority. And I think the Supreme Court, a Supreme Court nominee, absolutely should be able to earn that."
Tester's decision on Gorsuch comes more than a month after Montana's Republican Senator, Steve Daines, held a press conference in the Montana State Capitol building. Daines has praised Gorsuch as a skilled jurist and as someone who understands Western issues because he's from Colorado. Here's Senator Daines on February 22nd in Helena.
"I hope we can bring the entire U.S. Senate together and get a good, solid bipartisan vote. So I sincerely hope that the Senator Tester, our senior senator, will join me."
Senator Tester is running for re-election in 2018. I asked him how he's going to explain his opposition to Gorsuch's nomination to voters.
"Judge Gorsuch thinks that corporations are people. I don't think that's where Montanans are. I think Judge Gorsuch thinks that the government should be in between a woman and her health care decisions. I don't think that's where Montanans are. And Judge Gorsuch thinks that we ought to be extending the president's ability to snoop on people and invade their privacy. I do not think that's what the Constitution says, by the way, and I don't think that's where Montanans are."
Tester says he considered the counsel of thousands of Montanans in coming to his decision to oppose Gorsuch and called it a very difficult decision. He praised Gorsuch for his understanding and interpretation of Native American sovereignty issues and says he agrees with Gorsuch on the Second Amendment right to bear arms. I'm Eric Whitney, Montana Public Radio.